Ooh, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because it's available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. First hour, it's the new release show, focusing on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it's an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, and some classics thrown in, but most of it you probably haven't heard before. It's why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Jeff Tweedy, the 1975, and the Decemberists. Today's reissue song is from Pretenders off of a Best of Singles compilation. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new tune from Kakmata Baka, and I decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around 10:30 mark, so please join us for that, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Wyatt Blair. Wyatt Blair is an indie new pop singer-songwriter based in Los Angeles, California. Wyatt has just recently signed to Burger Records, and they together have released this single, Gotta Get Away, which sounds like it's straight from the 60s. It's the first single off his upcoming record label debut full-length album, Inspirational Strawberries. Check it out for yourself. New music from Wyatt Blair here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. material from PMS and the Mood Swings here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. And my name, it's TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. PMS and the Mood Swings is a mixed-gendered throwback 60s power pop five-piece from New York City. These guys, too, are on Burger Records, and they helped PMS/TMS to release their record label debut self-titled full-length album. I have to admit that I had a hard time just picking one track to play from you from the new release. I ended up playing there for you the tune Only Friend in New York City. Changing musical direction with a tune from Swim, and that's with two M's. Swim is Chris Hess, Adam Wynn, Haney Zan, and Marto Bissis. They're an unsigned, and they play some nice indie alt rock. The boys hail from Florida, but now make Los Angeles their home. They have just self-released their new full-length album, Beverly Hells, on November 29th. I ended up picking track number 12. It's called Grand View. New music from Swim here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Fast asleep in my arms.
91.5 WMFO. That's the latest material from Green Sahara. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. This is the new release show portion of the show. Thanks for joining me here on a sunny but cold Tuesday morning. Green Sahara is essentially Avery Chandler. He started creating his own music in his bedroom at a rehearsal studio in downtown Santa Ana, California. He states his vision is to create a, quote, collage of sound that captures a parallel universe in which the Beatles, Joe Jackson, and Kraftwerk were all one band, unquote. I think he creates that sound quite well on his latest single, Generation Sex, which just came out on November 20th.
Someone in your town, at your school, or where you work is suffering from Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. They're dealing with excruciating pain and days when they can't even get out of bed. Chances are someone you know has Crohn's or colitis. Someone like me. I'm Amy Brenneman, and I'm asking you to support the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America to help millions of us cope and to find cures. Visit ccfa.org today to learn more. Help someone you know get back to their lives at ccfa.org.
Next up, it's a new one from Perfect Son. Perfect Son is the stage name for Tobias Bielinski. He is a folktronica singer-songwriter from Gdansk, Poland. He started out in, about 10 years ago with a band called Cold Air. He garnered some success there, and it was also allowed him to play at South by Southwest. I think it was back in 2010. He has struck out on his own as Perfect Son, and he was able to procure a record deal with Sub Pop Records, which is how I found him. He is readying to release his new full-length album for release on February 15th. It'll be titled Cast. I have for you this morning the album's pre-release single, It's For Life. New music from Perfect Son here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. birthday right by the radio. We have today's lineage with Kakmada Paka right after Liz here from the 1975. New music from the 1975 here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK. This is 1975, which always sounds funny to me as a name of a band. The 1975, they are an alt-rock slash pop quartet out of Manchester, England. They've been together since 2002 and have garnered a great deal of attention in the UK and have been getting serious traction here in the United States as well. With the release of their latest album, A Brief Inquiry into Online Relationships and a World Tour, rather, they'll be getting on a lot of people's radar. They have a stop here in Boston with a gig at Aganis Arena set for May 30th of next year. The song I just aired there was Two Time. It's a strange name. Anyway, all right, time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage, the part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist and then I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. It helps add some perspective to an artist's career. And today's subject is Kakmada Paka. Kakmada Paka is spelled K-A-K-K-M-A-D-D-A-F-A-K-K-A. It's a unique name, rather. It's a terrible name, though, I have to say, when you have to say it on the radio. You can really screw that up. But they do make some great music, which is why I'm making them today's lineage. Kak Matafaka is a six-piece indie pop rock group out of Bergen, Norway. I found them about a year ago with the release of their album Hus. That's H-U-S. They're back in 2018 with a new single. This is called Naked Blue. So this is Kak Matafaka. They are today's lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
There's a climate change.
Freeform Radio. Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Kakmalafaka with Boy from their 2017 release, Hus. That's H-U-S. Want to remind you that I have posted today's new release show playlist in its entirety already at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. Also on the site, I have some videos housed there. And also, I have some links to some free downloads of some of the songs that I played here on the new release show. A couple there from about 2 weeks ago, as a matter of fact, from a couple Australian artists. But just do a search on free downloads and they'll come up. There's also an email function if you want to send me a note, a suggestion, or a request. It's all there for you online. Check it out at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Pretenders. It's actually a compilation / best of singles collection from Pretenders. The Pretenders burst onto the scene back in the early 80s with one of the most compelling presentations of rock and roll. Really like what they were doing. They were creative and clever. This collection, which highlights their A and B sides up until the mid-80s, the songs on it, like Stop Your Sobbin', Kid, Back on the Chain Gang, and of course this one, Brass in Pocket. So this is Pretenders with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Got brass in pocket. I'm gonna use it. Intention. I'm feeling mental. Gonna make you notice. Got motion, mystery motion. I've been diving, detour leaning. No visa. Generation.
91.5 WMFO Freeform Radio from Tufts University. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set with a tune from Mashiro Mono. And Mashiro Mono, which is a Japanese word meaning lost article or something forgotten. It's a musical project of William Southward, and he does it from his, as he says, his shed studio. He is supported by Madeline Ryan, along with siblings Isaac and Phoebe Phillips. They're from Bradford-on-Avon in the UK and are on Wilderness Records. That song I just played for you is Lonely Type, and it's a pre-release single for their upcoming full-length album, Are You Okay? New album is due out in early 2019. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from Jeff Tweedy. His new album, Warm, just came out November 30th, also coincided with the release of his memoirs, which came out a couple weeks earlier. The song that I have to air for you this morning is I Know What It's Like. It's not a big departure from his days with Wilco musically, except that the lyrics are, I guess, a little more personal. They deal with his family's history and his struggles with addiction. So check it out. New thoughtful music from Jeff Tweedy here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
say the time has come again. Work bell rings an old familiar hymn. Baby girl, now please don't cry those tears. It's killing me just to think of all the years gone by. What we've missed is hard to say. Can't be kept or stored away. A shooting star in the blink of an eye, life goes by. And I hate to see you cry. Hate to see you cry. A little girl with a great big cross to bear. Mom and Dad don't get along, and it's never fair, I know. Seems the only way to try to cope is to hold dreams near and never, ever give up hope. Never give up hope. What we've missed is hard to say. Can't be kept or stored away. A shooting star in the blink of an eye, life goes by. And I hate to see you cry. Hate to see you cry. Where did all the river water flow? To the ocean from the melting snow. The love we share now won't just melt away. I'll be back some bright and sunny day, yeah, I will. What we've missed is hard to say. Can't be kept or stored away. A shooting star in the blink of an eye, life goes by. And I hate to see you cry.
Brand new stuff from the Reverend Horton Heat here on 91.5 WMFO. It's Freeform Radio from Tufts University. Also available online at WMFO.org. TK hanging here with you. It is the new release show portion of music you might otherwise miss. The Reverend Horton Heat. It's just the stage name of Jim Heath. He is known for being the, quote, godfather of modern rockabilly and psychobilly. Unquote. I've seen him live a couple of times. In fact, down in South by Southwest, they put on a great show. He has just released his 12th album. It's called Whole New Life. It came out on November 30th. That song that I just spun there was called Hate to See You Cry. Let me slip in one more from the Decemberists. 2018 has been a busy year for the Decemberists. They released their 8th studio album, I'll Be Your Girl, in March of this year, and now they're ready to release an EP. It's called Traveling On. It has a street date of December 14th, 5 songs deep, and I have the title track to share with you. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.
union labor, the last of the line fought to get on. Leering drivers, beery lifers, and I want to know when we go on, 'cause we travel. Sign smokers, holy rollers, find me a toilet to die on. LA, London, barely funded, give me a wheel and I'll ride on. Fawning fanfare, nearly nowhere. Meet the new dolphin, Duluth.